Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. This is just a great business. I like this business a lot. This is the business of broadcasting. It's what I've chosen as my career, but I just thought I'd stop that and tell you that I enjoy it. I like what I do. And I hope it's been 27 years that I've been in this business, and the people you meet and the people that you're blessed to work with, if you're lucky enough to work with good people, which I have been, with the exception of my engineer, Craig Taylor, it's just great. And no, Craig's one of the, well, he's one of the all-time greats. Schaefer's okay. And Melissa, wherever you are, you're good to work with too. She left early. Something about the runs. Anyway, she been down to the machines here again? Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Interesting story. And we're going to commence part six in our 18-part series on men's health. Colleen Kristen Brewster is going to be joining us. Some health officials have come out with research that indicates circumcisions prevent HIV and other diseases. This is something that has been the subject of some research in the medical community for a period of time. And there was a 13th annual International AIDS conference. Doctors explained research that showed circumcised men had markedly lower instances of HIV and other diseases over non-circumcised men. I suppose we could theorize as to why that is. But as we continue our series on men's health, we'll bring on Colleen Kristen Brewster. Colleen is a travel agent from Dana Point. She is the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Where are you at tonight, Colleen?
Restaurant here in the Laguna area. It just opened up. It's called Andre's, and I'm here with some clients. We're going to be doing our trip to Hawaii in August, and we're all sort of getting geared up for that, having some chi-chis and having some Hawaiian pork. It's really great.
All right. Excuse me.
You smoked those cigars, didn't you?
At the kids' carnival, I did. As we continue our series on men's health, Colleen, what do you think is the overriding, what is the overriding feeling, at least on your part, about the indication that maybe circumcision decreases these communicable diseases?
Well, you know something, Phil? Thank God that health officials have come out with information that circumcision can prevent HIV, because through my business, I travel to a lot of different countries, and I know about a lot of different cultures. And, I'm really devoted to my boyfriend, Phil Marco. He works as a pool attendant. He works as a pool attendant at the Grand Palms on the Big Island. But men who are not circumcised, it's not really attractive, and it's really, really just gross. And now health officials say that if you're circumcised, you have less of a chance of getting a really, really gross disease. And I think it's really important that men look at that, because I am very devoted to my boyfriend, but I am 28 years old still. I do own my own business, and I've been around a little bit, and I've known a lot of men. Not that I've slept with a lot of men, but I have seen what they got. And it's really, really gross, and it's really not clean, I don't think, if you're not circumcised. Something that's important.
Okay, hold on for just a second, Colleen. I want to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Colleen Kristen Brewster, who is the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, a travel agency. And I know you do a lot of great business to the Caribbean, Colleen. So you were saying that your boyfriend, Marco, I guess I'd ask the question, is he circumcised?
Marco is circumcised, Phil. And really, on a personal note, I like that, because at least, I can look at him and not be grossed out. But I think it's important. Women's private areas are very, very delicate. And the American female's private area is delicately balanced. And you can't be intruding your foreign diseases into us. And so it's really, really gross if that happens.
Okay. But American women are no different than...
No, American women are no different than other women. But I think American women are more used to seeing guys that are... You can say they're not circumcised. We use the phrase MD.
Okay. I'd rather you not say that, okay?
But you know what MD stands for, right?
Yeah, I do. I think I do. Don't even go down that road, okay?
We're just having fun here, Phil. We're having drinks. Beautiful new restaurant in Laguna Beach in anticipation of our big travel package to Hawaii in August. It's really, really going to be neat.
Colleen, men's health is obviously should be on the minds of every person, every man, and I think every married couple, the health of men being, as they get older, a little bit more perhaps tenuous, shall we say. The idea that circumcision can eliminate or at least show a marked decrease in communicable disease, that's significant to you, isn't it? I mean, as a...
around the bush, you're talking about me as a single woman, right?
Yes, as a single woman.
Phil, I am very devoted to my boyfriend. I think that Marco's really neat, but if I were to have more than one boyfriend, I would not want them to, you know, one that looks like a Polaris rocket. And in that regard, I think that it's really important, and I'm in favor of men being circumcised.
Okay, that's what I wanted to get to. So what you're saying here is something that's pivotal, you know, because that's major surgery, isn't it?
Well, Phil, I don't know. But I am in favor of men being circumcised because it, I think, is more hygienic, it's not gross, and it doesn't gross you out. So I think that men should look into that. And the other thing is that, again, as women, we're really, really delicate, and you don't want to make us diseased. It's gross.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry's show as we talk about men's health with Colleen Kristen Brewster. And we're discussing with her this hour the fact that some people, some researchers find... you know, that being circumcised can eliminate, you know, the threat of disease.
Ask me another question.
Okay. Colleen, let me be honest with you. The only reason why you're on my show is that my program director, Mr. David Hall, told me that I had to have you on the show.
But ask me another question because I know a lot of things.
I understand that. But I said to him earlier, I don't understand how a woman who operates a travel agency is supposed to be any kind of an authority on circumcised men, okay?
Phil, I think that men are great, but in my business, it's really important for them to be circumcised so that I can continue the growth potential that I have experienced in my business. And it really helps you people in other countries because, one, tourism will rise and disease will go down. Two, you can begin to make, you know, inroads. You bring... more money to your country, and you don't spread as much AIDS into our country, okay? And three, if I'm asked one question by the women who come into my travel agency, it's this one. The country that I'm traveling to, are the men circumcised? Because I plan on, you know, getting around a little bit while I'm over there this weekend. So can you?
Well, how do you have information like that?
We do have information on that. So I think for foreigners, it's really important. Be circumcised so you don't bring as much AIDS into the country like you used to. And B, it looks better for American women when they go over there to sleep with you.
All right, Colleen Kristen Brewster.
And I really don't know why you said what you said about David Hall. I think...
Okay, fine, Colleen. Colleen Kristen Brewster. And I do want to say that she is a travel agent. She owns a travel agency in Laguna Beach. I don't really get how that's supposed to make her an authority on circumcised men. But I was told to have her on, and that's what I'm doing. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry with Colleen Kristen Brewster. This is part six of our 18-part series on men's health as we talk about the indication, at least in some research circles, that circumcision can prevent HIV and other diseases, other communicable diseases. Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us. She's the owner of a travel agency in Laguna Beach, commenting on, you know, whether that's true or not. You mentioned your boyfriend, Marco.
Yes, Phil. I'm really, really faithful to him. He's a pool attendant at the Grand Palms on the Big Island. He is circumcised. I like that.
You are faithful to him?
I am faithful to him, but I won't say that I haven't seen other men's, what other men have. And it's gross when I see that they are not circumcised. And that's the point that I wanted to make.
Okay, I got that, and I'm not sure that I want to get into, you know, your social life here. Let's go to a phone call. Redlands on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I'm a nurse. I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for 4 years. I've worked intensive care in other places.
Oh, hi.
Colleen obviously doesn't know anything that she's speaking of except what she's seen, which apparently has been quite a bit. Which, incidentally, Colleen, that's how you get HIV.
I'm not saying that I'm sleeping with these guys.
Well, sure,
I'm just
like
saying
it.
That I have seen what they got.
I'll bet you have. And let me see, your
well,
travel
why do you,
agent,
what does
how
that
do
mean?
You see what other men have without being in the medical field?
Well, I really don't understand your question, and I'm not sure I know.
What I'm saying is you're a travel agent. How do you see what other men have if you're not sexually involved with them?
You know something? I have a good time with my job.
I'll bet you do.
Well, you know, that's fine if you want to put down what I do. I'm not putting down what you do.
Yeah, well, you can't.
Uh-huh.
Because I help people. I don't book cruises for them and then get naked with them.
You know something? I think that's really unfair.
I don't.
What I was saying was that my boyfriend, Marco, is circumcised.
Uh-huh, good for him.
And I have seen what other men have, and yeah... Some of them are not circumcised. It's really gross.
No, it's not gross. It is not
gross.
You know,
I really
disagree. It's only gross if they don't clean themselves or if they've been around like probably you and Marcus have been, which is, incidentally, how you get HIV, syphilis, genital warts, and everything else.
You know something?
Of course, you're probably familiar with that, aren't you, Colleen?
No, I'm not, and I don't know why you're so resentful of me. Maybe it's because I have a fun life and you don't.
You know what?
You know what?
I'm married. I'm very satisfied with my life. I don't have to get naked with all of my quote-unquote clients in order to have a fun life.
You know something? I'm not naked.
Uh-huh.
So why do you judge me according to your standards?
Because you just said that you've seen what other men have.
I don't put... You know something? I'm going to say something just woman to woman, and I know, Mr. Hendry, you probably...
You go right ahead, Colleen.
No, I don't put it in my mouth unless
Who's
the rapper...
Who's the other woman besides me?
I don't put it in my mouth unless the wrapper comes off, okay? And you know what I'm talking
gross.
About.
Gross. You're so gross.
No, you know what's
foul.
Gross? You know what's
you're
gross?
You're foul. That's how people get diseases.
Do you know what's gross?
And frankly, someone like you is probably out there giving it to more and more people, circumcised or not.
You know something? I never said that I slept with a lot of guys.
You just said what you said, okay?
I'm not sleeping with them, okay?
What are you doing? Just putting it in your mouth? You know, if you have a sore in your mouth, which probably you do, you're going
to
get whatever they've got. So
you know something? You're really, really jealous. No, you're really.
That's what you get.
You know something? You're really, really jealous.
I'm really jealous of what?
That I'm single.
Of you?
That I'm single and I have men that I know.
So what? So what? You're single. I was single and I had men that I knew.
Okay, I'm not putting you down for it.
I still know men. You know what? I still know men.
You know, I'm really pretty.
It doesn't mean I have to get naked with them. It doesn't mean I have to get diseases. It doesn't mean I have to act stupid and misrepresent my sex.
You know something? I didn't say that I got naked with them.
No,
well, you did.
I'm sorry.
Wait a second. You did say...
You know something? I think you're jealous because I'm pretty.
You know what? I think you're jealous because I'm hot and I've got a life. And I've got a real job.
Excuse me, you're married. Excuse me, you're married. And you've got a life. Oh, that's interesting.
Colleen, I think that's your problem right there. And that's why you're going to end up in my ICU with me putting tubes and everything else into you.
You know, you really...
You're too sick to eat.
I never said...
Too sick to live and you need medication because you're in pain, because you have HIV, and God knows what else you're going to get before you come to me.
When's the last time you had an HIV test? I can't believe I'm asking this question of a travel agent. When's the last time you had an HIV test, Colleen?
You know what, Mr. Henry? You can be on her side if you want to.
It's not about me being on her side. When's the last time you had an HIV? You got a boyfriend named Marco, who's the pool attendant at a hotel in Hawaii.
That's a respectable job.
You know something? I don't judge a man by what he does. Do you? Do
I'll
you?
I'll tell you what.
What does your husband do?
I judge a man by who he hangs out with. And if he's
hanging out with you,
Marco doesn't have it going on.
Wait a second, though. A better question. He's a pool attendant at the... I don't want to be crude, but how do you know he's not hitting on every chick that comes in that joint, and that,
Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
Oh, my God. So, in other words, because she's jealous of me, and you want to have, I don't need an HIV test. I'm only with men that are circumcised.
Oh, God,
okay?
You're so smart, Colleen. No wonder you're a travel agent, because you're just a genius.
And what do you do?
I already told you what I did, you retard.
No, I don't remember. What did she say she did?
She's a nurse.
Good. So you change bedpans and you help the old people to the window.
You bet I do.
Uh-huh.
I do it all. And I also take care of sassy young travel agents that have gotten a variety of medical problems because they've gotten syphilis or some god-awful disease
and thought that sore was just fine.
Just ignore it.
Uh-huh. You know something else about my boyfriend? He doesn't eat chicken when he's got steak handed to him on a silver platter. Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're a piece of meat. Great. And
you know
what? A big bloody piece of meat with sores, cracked sores all over it.
You hate that I have fun.
I'm taking care of you.
You hate that I have fun. You hate that I have fun. You hate that I travel. And you hate the fact that I go to parties.
You don't have to be single, and you don't have to be a slut to have fun and travel.
I never said I was a slut.
I'm a registered nurse. My husband's an attorney. We have lots of money.
Oh, an attorney. There's only about 5 million of those in the phone book. An attorney. Gee. He might as well be an accountant. An attorney.
You know what? He's a tax attorney.
Okay, where are we?
All
of a sudden, we're getting down to what each person does. This is called On Men's Health, Part 6 in our 18-part series, okay?
And the bottom line is...
You're jealous of what I do for a living.
If you're interested in men's health...
I go to a lot of parties, and you don't.
And if men are interested in their health, then they need to stay away from women like Colleen.
Oh, and if you want a good attorney, if you want a good lawyer, don't go to her husband.
With multiple people,
her husband probably works for the county.
Anymore. I mean, that was fine back in the 60s when you were young, Colleen. But in this day and age, you cannot just have sex with anybody.
And your husband worked for what DA in LA?
Look, when you were young.
All right, look at this. Is not even gonna. We're not getting anywhere here, okay? The fact is.
No, the fact is, I'm pretty. I have fun. She isn't. She doesn't.
The fact is, you're in your 40s and you're still trying to act like you're in your 20s.
No, I'm 29 years old.
That just does not work, Colleen. That just does not work.
You know what? My
boyfriend. Old people get sick too.
My boyfriend is a pool attendant at the.
He's a pool attendant.
Woohoo!
And your husband's an attorney working for the county. Woohoo!
All right, listen, thanks for calling, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show here as we talk with Colleen Kristen Brewster, part 6 in our 18-part series on men's health. We haven't talked about men's health. We're talking about who's screwing who. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I can't find anything. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I can't find half of the notes that I took this afternoon, so I don't know where anything is anymore. I don't know where it is. I don't know what I do with it. It's all gone. All the notes that I took, all gone. Not here. I had some things that I wanted to talk to the audience about, but the notes are gone. Well, forget it. They're not here. Never mind. Forget it. They're not here. I don't know where they are. You know something, just as a comment, this is a great studio. We had it built for us. You know, there's still no room for me to put a freaking notepad anywhere. This thing over here is doing me no good. This rolling credenza thing. God, man, that really just irks me. I took notes. I put them in the folder. I stapled them together. I brought them into the studio. They're not here.
What's this?
Just great. Just fine and dandy. Did I put it in my bag? I don't know. Not very organized, are we? I had some notes that I obviously was going to use in the last part of the show here. I don't know where it is. I don't know where they are. God, that makes me angry. Really tightens my jaws. I was going to use this stuff to conclude the show, and I don't have this stuff now. So what do you want me to do? You want me to wing it? Why don't we wing it? I took notes in there. The last 10 minutes when we were prepping, Melissa was here. Then she had to run out of here and go throw up someplace. And I thought I brought them down here, and I didn't. This is the least organized radio show there is. In the history of the world, this is the least organized show. From 1 minute to the next, I don't know what's going on around here. I don't know what we're starting with, what we're ending with. I don't know how we're promoting the show. I don't even know what's going up on the website anymore. I don't even know if we have a website. Would somebody please go to philhenryshow.com and tell me if we have a website? And if it's changed in the last 7 months, that would be kind of an interesting piece of information. Did you? Oh, okay. Craig says it was there the day before yesterday. He went and lasted probably about 5 seconds before he went off to IMDb or DwightFry.com. It was there today? We always like to check in to see if it's there. It's just a very disorganized, See, if you're poised for world domination, don't you want to, maybe have all of your ducks in a row? We don't, man. We're messed up. The boss came in here earlier. And, of course, that always makes me nervous because he's sort of wandering around, taking a look, seeing whether or not this is, worth his investment or not. So that's always bothering me. Anyway, welcome back to our program. This is Phil Henry. And we broadcast Monday through Friday in some places. Some places Monday through Friday. Other places we're on Saturdays as well. Some stations take our show and run us 1,800 hours on the weekend. They run us from 5 a.m. all the way to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and on Sundays. Some stations have us on at 11 o'clock until 1 a.m., and then they run another hour at 5 a.m., things like that. Somebody called me up and said, what's the big controversy you have with Orlando and the fact that they run you on tape? We don't have any controversy with Orlando. It's fine. I said, Orlando is, one of the markets that we allow to tape delay the show. Because something about that bothers me. But I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. The fact that Orlando's taping the show and running it back at night. I understand Chicago doing it and some other places. Maybe even a place like Salt Lake City or Portland. But Orlando? But you know what? We cut them a break. And that's okay. That'll last for a few more months. And then we'll do something else. But in any event, we have little controversies here and there. And one of them erupted here just a few days ago. Having to do with a former sponsor. And I don't think it was a sponsor. I'm not clear as to whether this company ever sponsored my show. But it was a beer company. And they heard me say that I was in the market one day with my 8-year-old daughter. And she said, are you going to get that beer for Oma and Opa? Meaning her grandmother and her grandfather is a specific kind of beer that they drink. And I said, no, I wouldn't foist that beer off on my worst enemy. It's crap. It's sludge. It's stuff that I just wouldn't give to anybody. And as I said that, the guy who was the representative of that beer company was stocking the shelves. And he looked over at me. And I said, but you know what? Today we'll buy two cases. Because I felt bad for the guy. That was the extent of my comments. Now, this company that's never bought 1 second of airtime got all upset and called a local affiliate, and now the local affiliate calls us, and now the sales department here is running all over the place trying to get tapes of my comments that I made about this beer company just in case they ever think that they are going to sponsor my show. Well, I will now give you the word, they never will, even if they want to. That's how good I'm feeling today. If they ever ask to advertise on my show, I'll turn it down. I'll turn the business down. There. Take that one in the local affiliate, you know who you are, and play that one back for the local beer rep. I take great pains to be as fair as I possibly can to my sponsors. Great pains. I'm not a guy that looks for a reason to diss somebody that's paying their hard-earned money to support this radio show. But if there is something that I see or a product that fails in some area, I'll mention it. I don't want their ad money. It's like Sears. They think I'm kidding. They think I'm joking. I don't want their advertising on my show ever. Ever, as long as I live, do I want them on my show. You want to know why? Because when my wife needed their service department, they let us down. My wife was in tears on a Saturday trying to get them over to fix their lousy, rotten equipment that they sold to us. They turned around and got upset with me. They turned around and said that I was unfair, and so they were going to pull their advertising from one of our affiliates. As if I cared. Do you hear what I'm saying? As if it made a difference to me. You got to get the word here, Sears, or anybody else. When I say I don't want you on my show, I don't want you on my show. When I say that a particular product I think is substandard, I'm not kidding. I'm not going to pitch it to my audience. I'm not going to come on the air and say Phil Hendry endorses a product when in point of fact I think it's garbage. Not only do I stand by the things that I said about Sears, even if you guys came to me on your bended knees and begged to be on my show, you wouldn't be on. And as I just mentioned to a very dear friend just moments ago during a commercial break, as soon as I pay my Sears card down, which I'm very close to doing, I think I owe a couple of $100 on it, I'm carving that thing up. I'll never set foot in a Sears again as long as I live. And I'm not using their charge card either. And my wife has cut hers up. Do you think I'm kidding? You think I'm saying this for effect? Do you think I'm just, this is one big joke, and if Sears says, well, you know, Mr. Hendry, if you recant, we'll consider coming back on your show. No, I don't want your money. You go advertise with somebody else. And the same thing goes with this beer company. Now, if an affiliate is so nervous that they lose the beer company or the department store or whatever it is, and they decide they're going to drop my show because they don't have those ad dollars, you go right ahead and you do that too. Look at guys, life is short. I'm not making some stand here morally. I'm simply saying that I cannot advertise effectively, I cannot promote effectively a product unless I believe in it. And if my audience expects me to come on the air and say nice things about a company that I know for a fact is difficult to do business with, I think my audience suddenly looks at me and they say, you know something, Hendry, you're not a bad guy and you're kind of funny occasionally, but you're a lying sack when it comes to your sponsors. I'm not going to go. I can't do that. I think our show in the long run is going to be successful enough that we will attract advertisers in sufficient numbers to support us and even make the company money. That's just the way, not only do I believe that, that's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what is going to happen. And if somebody along the way, like Sears or anybody else, gets nervous or they think I'm just being a mean guy, let me tell you something, Charlie. Before you drop your advertising, if you're interested, which you probably aren't, call my wife and ask her what happened on that day when we had your product in our home. And we called up the Sears service line and they were too busy to come out on a Saturday. Hey, you know what? I came on the air and I said, what happened? Too bad.
Well, we're going to pull our advertising.
Well, you're pulling your advertising. Why? Because I told the truth? And you can't take that? Happened to me.
Well, you know, we have a great service record.
Not with me, you don't. You know, it only takes one time. You get a customer for the first time, and unless you provide them with quality service the first time at bat, Charlie, your record's shot. And I don't care how wonderful you think you are or how 99.999% of the time you're just the greatest thing since sliced bread. If you let one customer down one time and it's the first time at bat, you blew it, pal. That's what you did with me. There's too much money around and frankly, we have too many options. And just so you know, They're tightening the money supply up a little bit. They're raising the interest rates just a tad. They want to cool off spending. You know what that means? We might be on our way into, I'm not going to call it a recession, but let's just say a recessionary sort of spin, a little bit of that. That ain't too cool for a lot of you retail cats out there who think you're too big to give people service, quality, and quality for the money that they spend. Because if we start heading into another one of these little recessionary cycles, which it looks like maybe we will be here in a few months, man, you guys are going to be just pining away for the business. You're going to remember when somebody was on the phone saying, would you please come to my home? Your washing machine just exploded. Well, I'm sorry. It's Saturday. You'll remember. And there you go. We have to take a commercial break. And now this word from Sears. No, I'm kidding. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show.
I'm Casey Kasem, and coming up tonight on the Dysfunctional Family Channel, at 7:30, join us for a very special Touched by an Uncle, the story of a family member whose affectionate actions are misunderstood by almost everyone. At 8:30, an all-new Malcolm in the Closet. Coming up at 9, a new time slot for I Just Shot Me. It's hilarious. At 10, the medical drama that takes place in a farming community, E-R-E-I-O. At 10:30, Dawson's Cheeks. And finally at 11, The Third Rotten Son, story of hilarious bad kid from another planet. I'm Casey Kasem.
Casey, can you get over here?
No, you can't force me out of the booth.
The whole thing, it's a mess, man.
I only have one little taste. God.
Embarrass the hell out of me.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Yeah, I got it already.
Wow. This sounds like good vibrations.
Some crap you were pushing on your show. Wasn't this number 13 last week in the countdown?
I think it was. Hey, how'd you like that Touched by an Uncle? Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Kristen Brewster. Phil Hendry will be back tomorrow with more hilarity. You stay tuned to the...
Phil Hendry.
Are you a bone tosser?